This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
In 2012, Yarra Glen footballer Jason Ball elevated the realities of homophobia in Australian rules football by publicly coming out and talking to the nation about how he hid who he was in order to feel accepted in the sport that he loved to play. While his teammates had figured it out before he told them and were supportive when he came out, he spent years hiding who he was, afraid of being discovered, when he should have been able to focus on playing footy like everyone else. 2 years after coming out on the football grounds of Yarra Glen, Ball was part of the first Pride Cup, proving that given the chance, football can embrace the LGBTI community and talk about inclusion and diversity with pride and courage. Now 5 years later, the Yarra Glen Pride Cup is the launching pad for a professional Pride format in AFL, as well as a blueprint for Pride games around the state and country, all because the Yarra Glen community saw that they could do something more within their own community to support young LGBTI people who just want to enjoy footy. Dean Arcuri spoke to Yarra Glen locals Luke and Paul Keedle, a father and son, about what this kind of LGBTI visibility has meant to them in helping to create a more inclusive space within their own relationship.
Football has been a big sport for me in the past. I've always been a sponsor of local footy, not so much AFL, but definitely for local football in the area.
I think it's absolutely awesome that, you know, this is being recognised. It's great for all of that community to be finally heard. It was an awesome incentive of Jason to actually come out and make something of it. And I think it's great. I've got a gay son, Luke, who was very, I suppose, embarrassed in many different ways about coming out. And everybody says that it's coming out. It shouldn't actually be that it's coming out. It's actually that, you know, these people have got to have a voice. And they're just a normal human being like everyone else.
Paul Keedle lives in Yarra Glen and is a proud father of Luke, who came out to his father as a gay man when he was in year 10. Now Luke's 19 years old and is proud of the support his father has thrown behind the Yarra Valley Pride Cup, as it helps to create a space for him to be able to stand tall and be proud of who he is in his own community.
I came out when I was in year 8 to my mum, came out in year 10 to my dad, and I've been out ever since. Yeah, I've been out my whole life. My sexuality was never really questioned to me. I kind of never really had to come out to myself because liking boys was kind of just like my thing. I remember when I was a kid being, I guess, like knowing in my own that I was a gay male. I certainly thought that sporting for me wasn't going to be my thing, like purely based on my, I guess you could say femininity, but I'm not sure, like, if that's the right word, but I'm going to use that one anyway. Honestly, like, I think it's brilliant. It makes me personally feel, with the recognition and the acceptance and the awareness of gay men and women playing sport, it makes sport, I want to say gender fluid. It makes sporting a lot more gender fluid these days. Instead of, like, football just being, like, a man thing, you know, there are a lot of women, too, playing like football, and there's men playing netball and stuff like that. So sport has definitely taken that step further in straying away from gender roles and stuff like that and getting involved in roles with, you know, men and women playing both sports, but also men and women coming out and being like proud of their sexuality as well. I never actually had any major like gay roles in my life. I didn't really have anyone to look up to. Not that I, like, really ever felt the need that I had to look up to anyone, but there was never really any, like, actually, I can't think of one name of any out guy that I knew that was, like, older than me that I could, like, look up to and things like that. So I feel like I was a little bit secluded. And, you know, recently I've just been getting into the whole, like, gay pride thing and getting into the like the gay culture, you know, as soon as I turned 18, I was able to go out to gay clubs and stuff like that. But for a while, I was very isolated from the whole gay pride thing just because there wasn't much of it around me. Like, I didn't have that stuff to, you know, I guess with social media, I could look into it and stuff like that. But there wasn't any, like, pride marches or anything too crazy. And so with the pride march, it actually is definitely going to be a major development in regional gay communities and stuff like that. Because we, like, in Yarra Glen, we certainly don't have anything else like it.
Through the Pride Cup, the Yarra Glen community openly talked about LGBTIQ inclusion and diversity and about issues that face young LGBTIQ people today, because it was something that one of their own community was going through and speaking about publicly. And that helped Paul to reach out for the support and advice he needed when his son came out of the closet.
You know, it gave me some local resources that I could actually use. I spoke to another parent who I knew his son was already gay. We had a couple of drinks together and had a chat. He came to me when he found out that his son was gay. So as a father, traditionally, gays in the community have always been frowned upon for whatever reason. And I think that's an old thing that really people in today's community have to understand that, you know what, these guys have had to be behind closed doors for such a long time, and it's been almost, you know, probably fairly degrading for them. It's definitely in sport, it's in business, you know. Everybody deals with people every day differently. Why do we judge them differently? We don't. We shouldn't have to judge them differently, you know. We look after the disabled communities, we should look after the gay community. We look after the Aboriginal community, we should look after the gay community. There should be nothing that actually differentiates it. It should be that everybody's got equal rights.
This year, Jason Ball launched a crowdfunding campaign to support the rollout of rainbow-themed Pride Cups to 150 AFL clubs around the country, with 11 games happening across Victoria in 2018. But getting behind the original Pride Cup that started in Yarra Glen is something Paul is very proud of, having attended it every year for the past 5 years.
This year I've actually, you know, my business has actually sponsored Yarra Glen Towing. I think that it's been a thing that I've been wanting to do. I think it's a great incentive that we can actually sponsor it. I've always been involved in the local football, and yes, I have always been going to the Pride Cup. I would like that media get behind these events, you know, and I think that Joy FM are doing an excellent idea. Joy FM probably needs some more support from organisations and businesses to be able to actually be seen and be heard as well. I think that the government probably actually need to, you know, they made such a debacle out of the gay vote, and it was such a thing in the media for so long that they actually need to stand up and be accountable for more support into the community as well, not just about politics. It actually needs to be that there needs to be support for these guys and girls, or bisexuals, to come out and be supported in many different ways. Some people see it as an illness, or some people frown upon it. It needs to be supported. It's not easy. I don't know how hard it is. Luke, my son, has tried to tell me how hard it is, but because I'm not in that space, I don't know. So I think there needs to be a lot more support for probably families that don't understand it. I know of kids who have actually been, their parents have frowned upon them and kicked them out. And that's pretty awful that you would actually turn your back on your children and run away from such a choice that they've made in their life.
It's about more than just standing up for the rights of his son and others. The Pride Cup has given Paul and Luke a way to enjoy the game together, something Paul is really looking forward to at the game on Saturday.
This is awesome because, you know, Luke and I can actually enjoy this together. I mean, look, I enjoy many different things with Luke. I think this is actually a thing where, you know, Luke, from a little boy, did Auskick and that sort of stuff. He never actually got into the footy club. His brother was more masculine and got right into football and those sorts of things. As a father, you probably think, you know, I want my kids to play footy or ride motorbikes and do this and do the tough things and the masculine things. Luke wasn't in that space from a very early age. And I think this is awesome for him and I to be able to enjoy such a great day together. And that's why, you know, I've decided to sponsor it. And Luke's got behind me and saying, this is awesome, Dad. You know, like he's put posts on his Facebook and those sorts of things to say, you know, I'm really proud of my dad and I want people to come along and support, you know, the gay community and the Pride Cup, which I think is just tremendous that him and I can actually enjoy something together. He'll have friends over and that sort of stuff and we'll socialise and all those sorts of things. But in this headspace or in this space of being gay, I haven't actually been able to, I suppose, co-enjoy together that community with him because I haven't been a part of it before and he has. So I think it's awesome that we can both enjoy it at such a big event. And something that I'm pretty passionate about is local footy, and I hope that other communities get behind it as well as also, you know, the national leagues do as well.
But we can't let Paul get the last word, with Luke wanting to encourage you all to come down to the Yarra Glen Football Ground this Saturday for the Netball and Football Pride Cups.
Come down on Saturday at 10 a.m. I think the whole thing starts. At 4 p.m. is when the men's, like the actual Pride Cup, will be playing. But it's $10 per person, and $1 from every ticket sold will be going to the -18 LGBTI plus youth group. Honestly, just come down, support it, have a little bit of fun, bring the kids. It's going to be a really good day.
That was Paul and Luke Keedle from Yarra Glen, who will both be attending the Yarra Valley Pride Cup this Saturday at Yarra Glen Football Ground.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.